Craig Milanos is the co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. Craig, hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here. Dow rallied 1,300 points. We got a ceasefire going in Iran. Let the oil flow. And wait, pinch me, John. Was that jobs number just the other Friday on Good Friday pretty strong? Yeah, I thought it was. See, the world is still spinning the right direction.
Okay, well, we got 2 days of inflation reports, the PCE tomorrow, the CPI Friday. So celebrate while you can, Craig Milanos, because we'll see what happens down the pipeline. If you can tell my tone is negative, I don't mean it in a bad way. I'm glad there is a ceasefire. I know that there's some back and forth on whether it will hold or not. That's not for me to discuss, Craig. I just don't know what the market is smoking. I feel like it's a lot of hopium, and I know the market is what the market is, and you shouldn't question it because it is what it is. But, Craig, I just feel like yesterday when the president said he was maybe going to annihilate a civilization, the market went, okay, we'll go down half a percentage point. We have a ceasefire, and in the middle of the day, we find out that the strait is still closed, and the markets don't care. It seems like they just want to clutch to any piece of good news and send this thing rallying, and that just fills me with trepidation. Am I crazy?
Well, you know what? You, like the rest of America, forget that the stock market climbs a wall of worry. I always keep notes of our conversations, John, and in January, I had mentioned to you, I said the secret, well, I guess I let the secret out. The secret in January has been that the U.S. economy has been stronger than consensus believes. That's why with all of these things, it's been resilient. And in February, you were gracious to have me on with your audience. And in February, you and I talked that the 2026 theme was high valuations, higher stakes, anything but dull. That's still here. So no, I don't see the world through rose-colored glasses, but up until we see earnings crater and up until I see non-farm payrolls really take it in the shorts, you have to continue to follow the trend, and the trend is your friend.
Yeah, sometimes the market, I feel like, moves on vibes, and that's where we're on uneasy footing. But you're right, there is some foundation for this. You mentioned earnings for companies, the job market. And heck, Craig, we're still spending money. Now, are more Americans at the top spending more money and people in the middle maybe not so much? Maybe. But this is still a consumer-backed market with, by the way, a strong services sector as well. So, Craig, maybe I've now convinced myself back the other way.
Well, no, let's be clear. I remember last summer you were one of the first people to really be talking in a public news forum about how difficult this K-shaped economy was. And I remember saying to you, you're right. As a citizen, as a neighbor, as a friend, I care about the tremendous inequity between those who are doing well and those who are struggling. But as an investor, it doesn't matter where the spending's coming from. It just matters that the spending is still here. That still applies today.
Right, because if people are still spending, even if you aren't, if you're invested for your 401ks and the numbers are going up, you go, okay, I'm not spending money now. Somebody is. My 401k is going up. I guess we take it. I think that the last couple of weeks, Craig, has been another lesson on why someone like VestGen, someone like you, having a plan makes you a more steady hand. Because, Craig, a lot of people could have sold, and maybe a lot of people did a week or so ago when this was not looking great. And now they have a little egg on their face just because the markets have rebounded. And I'm not saying that they're going to continue to soar upwards. Who knows what comes next? But having a plan and kind of sticking with the plan, adjusting along the edges where you need to, helps you avoid those moments of panic and, I want my money right now.
I think that's what it is. John, at the end of the day, what we do well, and we do it very well at VestGen Wealth Partners, is we help people get retired and stay retired, which means we acknowledge the investment market. We always have a long-term outlook, but we do have short to intermediate-term discipline because you need to pay attention to the moves. But all of our conversations always go back to, why are we investing? We're investing because we want to thrive in retirement, not just survive. So by linking the investments to the financial plan, I think that's what can give people the intestinal fortitude to deal with what seems like crazy town every single spring. This year it's Iran. Last year it was the tariffs. The year before that it was the problems on October 7th. The year before that, you can just name all the events, and you got to look at the investments linked to the retirement plan to give you the confidence to make the right decisions day to day.
Can I say something about tacos really quickly, Craig?
Oh, please do.
All right. I know a lot of people like to point at the president, some people that are not fans of the president. That's their right to think that, of course, who say this is another taco move. Trump always chickens out. And I will say they say that with the left side of their mouth. But at the same time, the taco title that has been appointed to the president, it's not such a bad thing to have a president that has a guardrail that some people think he doesn't have. Do you see what I'm saying here? After Liberation Day, when the yield started spiking, he backed off a little bit. Here in this situation, the market was plunging, oil going through the roof, might have gotten him to the negotiating table faster than otherwise. People that don't like it seem to miss the fact that it is a guardrail, and for people that think that he doesn't have one, they should be celebrating that there's something called a taco. Am I crazy?
I think people should celebrate tacos every Tuesday, but I think people should use that analogy as a reminder that this country still has a system of checks and balances to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the ruling that came from the Supreme Court. There's a system of checks and balances. Look at the response in policy relative to interest rates, the bond market, market behavior. Rational decisions always come through in the end in a free, fair, and open society, and that is where we still live.
Yeah, you mentioned a constitutional check, of course, the Supreme Court, but you're right. There are other checks besides just the bodies of government or the branches of government. There's economic checks on our legislative bodies and our executive branches, and it's capitalism. I think we should be thankful sometimes for it, even if it doesn't always shake out exactly how we intend it to. But I'll jump off my soapbox, let you jump on yours, Craig. Where do you want people to go for more information?
You know what? I want everybody that's ready to get a plan, who wants to get retired and stay retired, to go right there. GetRetiredStayRetired.com. That's GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Let's start taking your financial future to the next level.
Craig, I'm excited. We don't have to wait too long to talk to you again. It'll be, I think, next Wednesday or somewhere around there, okay?
I love you and your show.
You're the
best. Be good, John.
Thank you very much, Craig.